Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Now, I have to confess I had an ulterior motive looking at Damsel this week. The alternative was yet another gargantuan punch-up involving furry Leviathan Kong and the fire-breathing dinosaur Godzilla. After several rounds, I'm officially throwing in the towel.
For centuries, there was harmony. The Titans were the guardians of nature. And the great apes became the protectors of humanity.
Now you could ask, why is respected thespian Rebecca Hall in this thing? Or indeed, equally class acts like Sally Hawkins, Juliette Binoche, Bryan Cranston and Tom Hiddleston. They've all clipped the Kong Godzilla ticket in the past. Well, they've clearly got stronger stomachs than me.
Kong, Godzilla, they can feel it too. Something is coming. Something even they're afraid of.
So, when a friend told me that a project they'd been working on for 2 years in London had just had a massive launch worldwide on Netflix, I gratefully accepted it, even if it looked a little thin. Damsel is a sort of fairy tale that deconstructs the idea of saving a damsel in distress.
We should take the furs too. And the drapes.
Not the drapes.
You hate that pattern in your room anyway.
They serve a purpose.
Floria, our people are freezing and starving.
It opens on two sisters, Elodie and Floria, wondering where their next meal is coming from. Times are hard. But wait, who's this mysterious traveller calling on their father, Lord Ray Winstone, and stepmother, Lady Angela Bassett? It turns out love is in the air.
I have made a match. A prince. We need this. Your people need you.
Well, if not love, then certainly a profitable marriage. Elodie, played by former child star Millie Bobby Brown of Stranger Things fame, has to suck it up for the greater good. Incidentally, the mysterious stranger, the Red Priestess, according to the credits, vanishes after this and is never seen again.
You must be Elodie.
I am.
She will do.
Well, get used to this. In fact, one of the first things you notice, apart from the King's ransom Netflix seemed to have spent on special effects, is a certain slapdash approach to structure. Characters appear, then vanish. Plot points waver and wobble, almost as much as some of the characters' accents.
I need you to listen to me now. I don't trust them. They may be royalty, but that doesn't make them good people.
Before the wedding takes place, we meet the Queen, Robin Wright, a long time after her own Princess Bride. She smiles a lot, but we know she's likely to be a villain because she acts mostly through gritted teeth.
For generations, it has been our task to protect our people.
And we must not forget Elodie's eminently forgettable husband-to-be, Prince Henry, another former child star, Nick Robinson. After the wedding, the happy couple go up a steep mountain. Why? For the time-honoured ceremony where the groom carries the bride and chucks her down a deep hole.
Your hand, child.
Close your eyes. I've got you.
Elodie is being offered to the local dragon in a deal as old as time, apparently. The dragon eats the princess and then spares the kingdom until the next royal wedding. It gets an invitation, I assume. Why all the Edith Piaf on the trailer? Sorry, I can't help you there.
It is this sacrifice we commemorate every generation. A tradition going back centuries. A legacy of honour and duty you now inherit.
The rest of Damsel involves our heroine getting out of distress under her own steam, since the handsome prince has proved so unreliable. It's a long haul to freedom and belatedly to save her young sister, in a bit pinched from the Hunger Games.
I'll escape for every innocent woman whose life was stolen.
In fact, much of the story includes bits and bobs stolen from all over the shop. It has all the hallmarks of a project that's been tampered with for 2 years by a company with so much money, it's no longer interested in hits as such.
What happened to you?
Elodie, you join a long line of women who have helped to build this kingdom.
Unlike traditional studios, which live and die on prolonged box office success, Netflix is really only interested in clicks on first appearance, it seems. So long as it's number one first week, after that, who cares?
Seize her! You know nothing of our story.
Well, certainly not all the well-paid people who worked on Damsel, I imagine. Like most films these days, the crew list occupies over 5 minutes of a reasonably brisk crawl. How bad is it? Well, if I tell you I almost wish I'd gone to see Godzilla and Kong, the new empire now, that might give you a hint.
This is the end of your story.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.